On the Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, Matt Prittis returns from a short break down south with a new haircut and a new contract. It's National Blood Donor Week. Please give if you can. And Matt's mum, Judy, steals the show.
Switching on Clancy, Matt and Kimber for a laugh in the morning is easy. And switching to Clean Heat to save on your natural gas bills is easy too.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Now, it is National Blood Donor Week. From June 11 to 17.
A very important week.
Right in the middle of it. And some people need your blood more than others. One is 8-year-old Eva Renton. We'll find out what Eva, what her immune deficiency is all about from mum Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Kelly, we've given blood. We know how easy it is, but it is quite hard to get the message across to other people just what kind of difference giving blood can be to others. Tell us about your daughter Eva and how she's benefited from people donating blood.
Oh, look, where do I start? Eva was quite a sick child. She actually has something called common variable immunodeficiency, which means she doesn't have any immunity.
Right. Mm.
So basically, with no immunity, she can't go out to the world or to school or outside without picking up bugs or germs that make her very ill. And so what the blood products do for her, she receives globulin from plasma each week to provide that immunity.
I believe that, Kelly, you're now able to administer Eva's blood yourself.
Yes, which is fantastic. She can receive it once a week at home. I do it through her tummy, and she just basically sits there and does her homework and or watches television or plays my iPad, eats dinner while it pumps through to her, and she just rests. And the next day she's full of energy again, which is great.
Hey, Kel, as a mum who's so much affected by the number of donors out there, either the first time or people like myself and Kimber have donated many times, Australia needs 25,000 blood donations every week. If you had just a few seconds to speak to people, what would you say? How would you implore that they do this?
I would say, listen, please think about it, because it's not just a lot of people that have to have these blood donations on a one-off. There are people out there just like Eva and a lot of other people that need this ongoing for the rest of their lives. So without all the generosity of our community giving blood, Eva can't live a normal life. I know you people don't see where it goes or what happens to it, but we're the people that thank absolutely each and every one of these people that do it, because without you guys, I wouldn't have my daughter. And that is a fact.
Yeah.
I would not have her here living and breathing because of all of these people out here that are so generous and give without knowing who they're giving it to. I really appreciate it.
The other thing to consider too when I donate blood is that I know that I can. And there's a lot of people who can't donate blood and wish that they could, but because of the regulations and obviously the tight regulations that we need, but people who have travelled overseas or people who have had tattoos or people that have, you know, have had hepatitis and things like that that cannot donate really limits our numbers of those who can. And so there's a responsibility, I guess, for the rest of us who are able to step up because, you know, donating plasma takes me 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is what people forget is it doesn't take forever to do it. It's an hour out of your day to give my child life, you know, and or hour out of your every 6 weeks.
Okay, so, that's it. I've had, I realised something was going on, National Blood Donor Week, because I've had 3 calls this week and I've got to go in because I've got the O negative, so I get lots of reminder calls.
Claire's got the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going in.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Amazing. Thank you. Yes, please do. Please, please, please. And if you've got some great veins, I mean, absolutely, we'd love them. They love you in there.
Good on you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Kelly Renton talking there about giving blood on this big week, National Blood Donor Week, until the 17th. 13 14 95 is the number to call for more info, or go online to donateblood.com.au.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
I don't want to rub it in for people who might be less fortunate than I.
Right.
But my parents are really rad.
Well, okay. They are pretty cool.
Chris and Brian are really, really good people, and I've basically had a whole life of performances and you know, comedy and music and singing and dance and all this rubbish that my parents have always, always come to.
They're front, legends. Front and centre. They're there.
Every time.
My dad was at every netball game for 8 years. You know, it was just, they've never let me down, right? Now, the thing is that because I've lived that life and I've been very lucky.
Yeah. Privileged, yeah.
It really surprised me yesterday when I was having just a casual little chat with Matt here in the office.
Oh, what did I say?
Matt mentioned that his mum, Judy, yeah. has never listened to our show. Can you believe that?
Sacrilegious.
At no point she's gone, I'd like to listen to what my son's doing every day and the reason that he's moved back to Perth and can be around your mum all the time.
She's got her own life.
What? So she's never seen any of your movies, stand-up?
A couple of those.
TV?
Once or twice.
I'm just so surprised. I thought that would be the easiest way to listen, to like be part of your son's life, is to listen in.
Yeah.
To what happens.
You think so.
And general conversation when you catch up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm so genuinely shocked that we decided to give Judy a call and
we did.
Judy's on the line.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Oh, g'day, Judy.
Oh, my God. This is such a pleasure.
Oh, really? It's our pleasure, Judy.
Oh, my goodness me. I feel very important.
Well, that's because you are.
How are you?
I'm just coming good. I've had two black coffees.
Right.
So I'm almost human.
Almost, darling. Well, you'll never quite get there,
no,
but almost.
I don't think so. Nah. I'm giving up trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's overrated. Don't worry about it.
So what's up?
Judy, we thought we'd give you a call and have a little chat. Well, I mean, really, we've got a question to ask you.
Oh.
Because we're about a year and a half into your delightful son, Matthew, working here with us.
Yes.
And Claire and I recently learned that you have never listened to our show.
Judy?
I have once.
Oh, great. Thanks, darling.
The cat jumped on the bed and woke me up. And I thought, oh, yes, I better do that. But, you know, I love him. And he's been on the old circuit for many, many years. Mm. And I know his capabilities and his humour.
Not talking about the cat now, of course. This is Matt.
However, I do love to sleep in late. After 35 years in the workforce, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I think the subtext here, Mum, is that basically I ain't going to be saying anything new. There's nothing that I can say that you haven't heard before.
Well, exactly, darling. You know, we go back a long way.
We certainly do.
So then, Matt, can I ask you,
yes.
do you ever feel a bit let down by your mum, a bit let down by Judy going, like when my mum didn't come to my netball game? Yeah. Have you ever felt affected by it?
Oh, this is just one of the many times that I've felt let down by my mother.
Hey, Judy, we've all got examples. Like my old man didn't pick me up from Little Athletics on a 40-degree day one day and I had to walk all the way back to Karen up from Hammersley. Wasn't
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Well, yes, I've left a few babies in the car in my time, I can tell you.
Is that what happened?
That's a true story.
We will have to take this other call from Child Protection Services of this corner.
They've already called me. I know how to handle it.
From experience. Hey, Judy, thanks for your time today.
Oh, it's been delightful.
I feel like calling your mum.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Matt's mum, Judy, on the radio already in trouble. Our lawyers are onto it.
Oh, they sure are.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, well,
that was great.
Don't be fooled.
Claire's Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Matt's mum, Judy, made her debut on our radio show.
She did.
And admitted she's only listened to the show once when the cat woke her up.
Oh, she continues to let me down.
Well, you know, you just, there's an expectation that parents are going to do everything for you. And so, you know, that they're interested in what you do.
Yes.
But, hey, sometimes they're not.
No.
Not everyone's Christine and Brian. Your folks.
It's
magnificent.
True. It's true. But we want to know when your parents have let you down.
Let's go to Lisa in Belmont. G'day, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. When did the folks let you down?
I was 13, living in Geraldton, attending a private school.
Mm.
We had netball training. Netball's a winter sport,
yep.
So it got really dark. Training finished about 4:30. There were no mobile phones,
no
nothing. So, and the office was closed. I'm sitting outside this wonderful private school in my uniform, waiting.
Every parent
waiting.
Has left.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about 7 o'clock, a car comes tearing down the street.
Oh, no.
And I could hear the shouts and the argument before they actually pulled up through the driveway.
Folks.
My mum and my two aunties, it was World War III.
Oh, no. How many hours had you been waiting?
I thought you was picking up. Yeah, it was about 2.5, 3 hours.
Oh, no, you poor thing.
So, yes.
That was good that you even sat there. Most kids would probably wander off by then.
No. I was not game enough to wander anywhere.
Yeah, good. No, lucky it ended well. Thanks, Lisa.
No worries. Bye.
Christy's in 2J. Christy, when did your parents let you down?
Oh, when I was about 13. We went on an amazing, fantastic family holiday to Bali. And you know how they say, we nearly didn't go because of the drug trafficking and, you know, your blonde, blue eyes, careful, you'll get abducted.
Yeah.
You know, all the terrifying stories that my parents got told and they're going, oh, maybe we shouldn't go. Anyway, we get there. We go to the Bali Waterbomb Park and we spend all day there.
Mm.
And then I'm lazing around on that lazy river thing that you're sitting on tube and I began to realise that there's no more tourists around. There's only Bali people kind of wandering around looking at me and I'm going, holy crap, I'm in the teeniest, tiniest, itsiest, bitsiest, brand new bikini that I've ever bought in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And I get out of the water and I walk up to the locker and I'm like, oh, can you open my locker? I don't know where my parents are. Can I have a towel? They hand me a towel and my locker's empty.
Oh, dear.
I'm like, what is going on? And so I'm trying to find someone who can speak English enough so that I can call my hotel. And I go over to a hotel and Mum's like, Christy, where are you? And I'm like, I'm at the Waterbomb Park, Mum. Oh,
you left me.
You left me.
They took my dress and my towel thinking that I'd walked back to the hotel. And then when they got back to the hotel and found, oh, Christy's not in the room, she must have gone down to the pool.
Oh, wow.
Christy, no, how old were you at the stage?
I was 13.
Oh, dear.
And I was packing myself. Yeah. And my mum and dad, of course, rushed straight down. And I just stormed up to her with that whole teenage attitude of, oh, my God, I hate you so much right now. And she's like, oh, my gosh, Christy, I was so worried. I'm like, obviously not, you know.
Wow.
Anyway.
Out.
When I bring that up.
Yeah, just think that you would leave your kids and be like, she'll probably find her own way back.
Who might go to the bar? She'll find us.
I mean, oh, my God. And has to be the world's most protective parents. And I just, I was like, oh.
Not that day.
There's Christy. It's her own version of Home Alone. You were Kevin from Home Alone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christy. Pick up, pick up, pick up. Let's go to Canning Vale. G'day, Patty.
G'day. How you going?
When did the folks let you down?
Oh, mate, it was a young fella, 17, 18, living at home at the time and on hard times, but I was doing Army Reserve and went off to camp, doing the exercise. And by the time I got back, catch lift up from Brisbane, I was over in Queensland at the time, got home, went up to the front door, the lights out. This is, you know, winter in Toowoomba. And then, the house was really, really quiet and everything, knocking on the door, no answer. Went around the back, no car, no nothing. Anyway, getting a bit concerned, looking through the windows, all the furniture's gone. So anyway, I'm just wondering what the heck's going on here. So at the time, no mobiles or anything. So I was a bit of a loss. So I went to the neighbours and they let me know that the furniture truck been a week ago and, parents had moved out and forgot to tell me where they moved on to. So,
problem.
I'm sort of sitting there on the side of the road before me kit and waiting, wondering what the heck to do. And fortunately, somewhere along the line, I was able to get some help with the neighbours. They basically tracked them down for us. And basically get home and the parents have moved and let me give me own car.
Finally reunited, Patty.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I think I was sending a message, basically. It's time to move on. So they dropped the hint. They moved on.
Wow, geez. Right. And we were picking on Judy for not listening to the show.
These
people are just leaving their kids behind.
Sorry, Judy. Come back on. All is forgiven.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now. The moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, look, I don't go out often during the week, but I'm going to a Jamaican hairstyle party tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell you, I'm already dreading it.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Switching on Clancy, Matt and Kimber comes with plenty of rewards. Switching to Clean Heat comes with rewards too. New and existing customers enjoy a 20% discount on natural gas.